nourish and help these artists find, you know, their spot in the arts, whether it is a hobby or whether they are a professional artist. You know, we have something for everybody. So it's been really neat to see people who have just sort of developed this hobby of engaging with the arts while they've been in lockdown, and seeing their work kind of surface and submit to these exhibitions. And we've had people who have reacted to the situation and kind of submitted artwork that's new, that's completely reflective of our current times, which is also really neat to see.
Because you are a community art center, many of your exhibits have had a real diverse influence in the art that's presented. A lot of wonderful work from both the brown and black art communities. How are they being affected by the changes with COVID-19 and being able to still present their work and engage the community?
You know, I think we have continued to strive towards equity in the arts through our exhibitions and our programming. And I think the number one goal that I have is to continue to make sure that these relationships and partnerships are still being cultivated, that we're still talking, they're still being heard. For example, we are continuing with our Spectrum exhibition, which is our annual LGBTQ exhibition that happens in September. And this year we're actually partnering with Indie Pride. They're helping us curate a First Friday that's full of diverse performers, both from the black and brown community and the LGBTQ community specifically, to perform in a variety of media live on Facebook.
Now we're all trying to find ways to make COVID-19 less of a challenge and more of an opportunity. And you have a wide variety of opportunities there in Garfield Park.
For example, we are going to turn some of our summer movie series into a drive-in movie. So people can drive right up in their cars. They don't have to come into contact with anyone else if they don't want to, but they can still enjoy that same programming and being out in the park. We are also looking at ways in which we can utilize some of our outdoor spaces. So like our back patio, our windows, areas where we might still be able to do some sort of public art installations that people can engage with when they come to the park, because the park never shut down. We encourage social distancing the entire time, but it's nice to have, you know, something to engage with and look at while you're still in the park.
Do you think in the end that this whole experience will end up bringing the Garfield Park community together even more, making it stronger and making it appreciate all of the wonderful arts and culture opportunities right there in the neighborhood?
The community itself is also really great right in Garfield. You know, we've got a great neighborhood association. We've got the Friends of Garfield Park. So we've got a lot of support and a lot of folks that are willing to continue to keep our community engaged, and which is, you know, amazing to have. And I think if anything, it's just going to give us more creative solutions in the future. You know, a lot of arts organizations have talked about, well, when we do open back up and things are safe again, you know, maybe it's still a great idea to continue to do some online exhibitions so we can still reach people, you know, across the state or, you know, across the nation. You know, so it's kind of opening new doors in a way.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, Kavita.
Yes, of course.